Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Welcome to this National Foster Care Month edition of Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans. My guest today is local foster parent, Pastor Kimberly Hall from the Lord's House of Deliverance Baptist Church right here in Albany. Welcome, Pastor Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me, Sandra.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you with us. Pastor Kimberly, you and your husband, Christopher, have three biological sons, ages 25, 27, and 30. What led you to become foster parents?
Well, first of all, we love children. And many, many years ago, I believe it was in 1993, we had a runaway come across our path. And the child that ran away, she ran away from Samaritan shelter, and she, at the time, really didn't need to because they were going to transition her out into foster care, but she was running with another child. I spoke with her law guardian, and the law guardian asked if I could keep her overnight until they went to court. When we went to court, the judge said, would you consider keeping her for a while? So me and my husband decided to take guardianship of her. And we had her for about a year before they found family members in South Carolina. I flew her to Charleston, South Carolina to live with her grandmother. And it was a blessing to have her in my life and help her for a season.
Yeah. So God really was the one that kind of opened this whole door to you.
Absolutely.
And you said yes.
And I said yes.
And that was where it all began. So now, when you were the assistant director of Arbor Hill Community Center, another child came into your life. Tell us about that.
Yes. When I worked at Arbor Hill Community Center, I had a beautiful little girl who would come up to me all the time and talk to me, and the other kids would bring her to me. She would be acting up in school. And she was really in an abandonment situation, and we didn't know it at the time. Until one day she came into the community center and said, I want to live with you, Miss Kim. I told my dad I want to live with you.
Aww. How old was she?
She was 6 and a half.
Aww.
And I said, well, honey, I can't just, you know, your dad just can't give you to me. We have to go to court and get custody of you. So I went home and I talked to my husband about it. And I said, maybe she just needs a break. Well, maybe we can do some respite with her. So I reached out to her dad and we started keeping her like every other weekend. And then one day we went to pick her up. He shared with me that he felt like he could no longer care for her. And we went to court and he gave me custody of her.
Wow.
And at that time she was 7 and a half. And we've raised her. She's now 18 years old. She just finished her first semester in Cazenovia College.
Wow.
And made the dean's list. The entire time that we've had custody of her, she's carried the high honor roll all throughout grade school, middle school, and
wow,
high school.
And that really shows the difference caring adults can make in the life of a vulnerable child.
Absolutely.
Had you not been there and said yes again, she might not be where she is today.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a wonderful success story. Then that kind of led you to foster care.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, during the middle of our raising her, one of my cousins happened to work for Berkshire Farms as a secretary. And she said, you guys have done such a great job with her. It would be wonderful if you could become foster parents. And I said, well, I never thought about it. You know, I went to Parsons many, many years ago to an orientation, and I sat through the orientation and listened. But, you know, at the time I wasn't ready. I was like, wow, this requires so much. So at the time I wasn't ready. when my cousin came to me and said, hey, you guys, you know, think about it. You guys, you know, just bought this beautiful home and you could really give a child a loving home. You've done such a wonderful job with her. So we talked about it and I said, well, it doesn't hurt to go listen again.
Yeah.
So we went and we listened again and we both decided that, hey, now's the time for us to step out on faith and do some fostering. And I've been with Berkshire Farms probably for about 9-10 years, fostering children.
Wow. So you were kind of already doing it, you know, in a way. The Lord kind of got your feet wet with the first two. And then, so it just seemed a natural transition to officially step into the ring as foster parents. So for over the past 9 years, about how many kids have you guys fostered?
I want to say we fostered maybe about 15 to 20 children.
Incredible. So how many children do you have in your home right now?
I have 5 children, but I also wanted to indicate with the 15 to 20 children that I fostered over the last nine to 10 years that I've been with Berkshire Farms, I have pretty much a relationship with every last one of them.
Wow.
At some point, they've come back into my life and in need situations or just to say, Mom, thank you. Thank you for making a difference. Yeah. Thank you for praying for me. And I'm doing well. And most of them are doing well.
Wow, that's incredible. So with fostering, you know, about 20 kids over the past 9 years, we know that the goal of foster care is to reunite kids with their biological parents when it's safe and prudent to do so. So saying goodbye is very difficult. And I've heard from a lot of foster, you know, or not foster parents, but people who are considering foster care and people who just say, well, I could never do it because I would never be able to say goodbye. I'd never be able to let a child leave after getting attached to a child. But in 9 years, you've said goodbye numerous times. Yes. How do you deal with that?
I think it takes it back to the scripture in the beginning. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Yeah. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Know that your steps are ordered by the Lord, and that sometimes people are in your life for a season. And once you develop that in your heart and you realize that you are on an assignment by God to care for these children when they're in a broken state and when they're able to be reunified with the mother that gave birth to them, it's a blessing to put them back where they belong.
That's right. And doing our part, because every foster parent that I have spoken with and asked that same question to, they all say the same thing. At least I got to be there when that child most needed me.
Yes.
I haven't really spoken to a foster parent who has ever regretted fostering because they've had to say goodbye. And goodbye is not easy. A lot of times there's a lot of tears involved. It can be painful. And sadly, some kids actually come back into the system after being reunited. But that's not a reason to not do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So let's see. What would you say to our listeners then? We know that, you know, saying goodbye sometimes is something that would keep a family from becoming foster parents. But what would you say to our listeners about becoming a foster parent?
I would say to the listeners out there that it's so important. We need to go back to the concept that it takes a whole village to raise a child. If we don't raise our children, the streets will. And we know how they turn out when they wind up there. To just open your hearts and try to put your own feelings aside for a moment and really think about the children that are in need and try to find it in your heart to open up your hearts and your home to a child that needs parenting. It will make such a difference in your life, and it will make such a huge difference in a child's life to give them stability, a stable home, good meals, school education. It's a blessing. So at the end of that tunnel, when you do depart from that child, you can smile and know that you've done everything that God has set you out to do. And that is to provide a stable home for that child until they're reunited with their parents.
It is really like bringing the mission field into your home.
Yes.
These are kids right in our own communities that need a loving family. They need that stable home life. They need that caring adult that's going to make a difference for, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be a couple of years. Sometimes it turns into a forever situation, but to know that we could be there for a child in need, no matter how long that need is for, makes all the difference in the life of that child.
It really does.
It does. So I just want to remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about foster care and adoption, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. My guest today is local Berkshire Farms foster parent, Pastor Kimberly Hall of the Lord's House of Deliverance Baptist Church right here in Albany. Pastor Kimberly, is there anything else on your heart that you really want our listeners to grasp about this subject?
The only thing that I would say is to, before you make a decision to not do it, open up your hearts to gain more information about foster and adoption. Mm-hmm. As Sandra said, that some kids can't be reunified with families. Some kids are in a system whose families have passed on, mm-hmm. whose mothers have died, and they have no one to care for them. And those are the ones that really need us. They all need us, but there's kids sitting waiting to be adopted. If you can do anything, go to an information session or an orientation and find out more about fostering before you make the decision not to. Is it an easy task to raise these children? No, because they come scarred. A lot of them come with a lot of trauma and abuse. Mm. I would encourage you to, if you become a foster parent, get involved in the trainings, get involved in the foster parent support groups, because you'll really need that extra support.
Yeah, and that support is out there, and your Absolutely. Agency can point you to that support. We at Justice for Orphans provide trauma competent training
yes.
for foster parents as well. And do you have a number that our listeners, if they're thinking, maybe I could make that call, maybe I could find out more, maybe I could go to an orientation, what's some contact information?
Absolutely. As she said, I'm a foster parent with Berkshire Farms for many years, and it has been a wonderful working relationship with the goal of reunifying children with their families. And their telephone number is 518-795-4069, and that's the Home Finders number, and her name is Kelly Riley. I would encourage you to reach out to Kelly to get some more information. Step out on faith and go to an orientation session and really see what foster parenting and adoption is about.
So what's one of the biggest challenges that you face as a foster parent?
One of the biggest challenges, I would say, is the court system.
Mm.
It's very, very difficult for the children, the court and the visits with mom, and, you know, trying to be on the same page and meet all the needs abroad. Sometimes the biological parents don't see you as a help. They see you as a hurt.
Yeah.
And so it's really the biggest challenge is making that connection with the biological parents to let them know, hey, we're on your side. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you reunified with your child.
Yeah, because that's another thing. Aside from people not wanting to foster because they have to give kids back, another common misconception is, you know, biological parents are bad.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're having some struggles and having some tough times, but that's really another ministry of the church where
Absolutely.
We can come alongside birth parents and help them so that they can be a success story also. So have you seen that? Have you seen where birth parents have had, they've reunited and they're being successful?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, one of the families, I go every August to Kingston, and I stay with the families, and we have a big barbecue as a family. So it's wonderful that I'm still able to have that connection with my former foster children.
Wonderful.
And as far as the children in my home, I'm blessed to have a wonderful relationship with one of the biological mothers. And she's at my house for the holidays. She comes and spends Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, so she tries to be involved as much as possible.
Yeah. So it's not just supporting the children, but it's really the family
yes.
preservation.
Yes.
And that's such a crucial ministry.
Absolutely.
And by that support also, it's more likely that children won't re-enter the system, that they can
yes.
stay at home. So that's an important part of foster care, where I think most people who just don't know think, you know, that's bad and the foster parents are bad and I don't want anything to do with them. And not the foster parents, but the biological parents. Just like you said, sometimes the biological parents think that the foster parent is against them.
Yes.
You know, so building that relationship. And we've heard several success stories where foster parents are able to minister, like you've been doing, to some of those birth families, and seeing success down the road for them and for their children, which is just a win-win.
Yes.
So some of the statistics as we're talking about foster care, I know nationwide we're looking at nearly 400,000 children in the foster care system. Over 100,000 of them are available for adoption. They need forever families. New York State has some of the highest numbers in the country with over 20,000 children in care. I think it's closer to 24,000 children in care. I always say the good news is, though, there are 15,000 churches in New York State. And if we bring it closer to home, Albany County and the six counties surrounding Albany County, we have a little over 800 kids in foster care in just our region alone. The good news again, there's over 600 churches just in the Capital District. That doesn't count all of the churches in all seven counties, but just in the Capital Region, you can find over 600 churches. And churches are filled with families. And families are what kids need. So what would you say to folks out there listening who, you know, they attend church, they feel like, you know, they've got a good family, and what should they be doing in this area?
I think it starts with people like myself to raise awareness for foster care and adoption. If we don't bring it into the churches, then they won't have any knowledge of it and know. So I think it's really, really important for us to get out and recruit and share the good news, one, about Jesus Christ, and share the good news about fostering and adopting children. What I try to do, I'm a former home finder as well. I've worked in a child welfare field for a little while, and what I try to do is send out emails with flyers to different churches all across the Capital Region, raising awareness for foster and adoptions. So for the people that are in the churches, when you see those flyers, take the number down, call, gain some information and knowledge about foster and adoptions before you make any decisions.
And that's a big part of the work of Justice for Orphans. Our mission that the Lord has given us is to rally the church. Amen. For the cause of the fatherless, for orphans, for kids in foster care, for vulnerable children, because we find that the church is really largely been asleep on this issue. I know myself, I was an adoptive parent. I've got five adopted children, and we have three biological children, but it was after, we adopted kids because it was what God put on our hearts to do. So for mm-hmm. us, it was a mission. It wasn't, James 1:27 or, it wasn't any of that. It was just what the Lord spoke to our hearts through our relationship with Him. It was a natural extension of walking with Him.
Amen.
But it was after that that I learned about all of these kids in foster care and orphans, you know, globally, and doing some research, studying the scriptures, studying the statistics, and seeing, wait a minute, we, God's children, are called to stop for the one. That's what Jesus did. He stopped for the least of these, that vulnerable child, any vulnerable person he met along the way. He stopped. He was all about stopping for the one. And when I learned about that, I realized if I didn't know this as an adoptive mom, if I didn't know, the person sitting next to me in church doesn't know this either. And, you know, that began my passion of everybody needs to know this. Every Christian needs to know this, because we don't. I didn't know. I didn't pay any attention to foster care over the years, even though I knew people who did foster care and, well, that's nice for them. I really didn't understand. My eyes were not open. But once they were, that began the mission to let everybody know about this. And that's really at the crux of our ministry at Justice for Orphans. So we hold conferences. We just had our big annual foster care conference just last week. And, you know, that was our challenge. We had local New York pastors come and share what they're doing, what their church is doing. Many of them were adoptive parents as well. Some of them are foster parents. And they shared with those who came. And that's what we like to do. So you're sending flyers out and you're bringing that awareness. And, you know, I just would ask any of our listeners, I would love to come and speak at your church and bring this information to your church. I speak at a lot of area churches when I get that invitation. We bring this message out there through the radio show, through our foster care conference in May. We also do what we call an orphan conference in October. This year it's October 22nd. And we talk about orphans, we talk about adoption, we talk about foster care, ways to minister to the fatherless globally. The whole package there. But the awareness of just understanding how many kids right in our community, right in our own backyard, who need families, who need that help now. The church is the solution to that crisis and to that need. We can meet that need. And when God calls us to meet that need, He equips us to meet that need. Do you find that?
Absolutely.
Is your faith a big part of what helps you do what you do?
Absolutely. My steps are truly ordered by the Lord. And I realized that after taking care of the second child through the court system that, hey, I keep getting these kids come to me. At the time, I wasn't reaching out to learn anything about foster care.
Right.
But I had children that were in need that were coming into my life. And so when I did make the decision to foster, I knew it was nobody but God.
Yeah. I know. I just talked to a foster parent recently, and she said that her name is Beth, and she said that it's her goal that when these kids that she has had in her home over the years, when they look back at their childhood, that they won't think of themselves as I was in foster care, that they would think of themselves as having been part of her family. You know, and one of the boys that she has fostered refers to her as his always. She was always there. No matter what, even after he was reunified, and she was always there and part of his life. And that's just it. We can be that always. We can be that hope. We can bring that hope to a child. And again, it could be just a temporary short period of time. It could be a longer period of time. It could turn into a forever family situation if the Lord leads it that way. But the main thing is say yes. Say yes. Become a kid's always. It changes the life of a child.
It really does.
Yeah. So again, can you give us that information on how families could get in touch with Berkshire Farm to become a foster parent?
Absolutely. I have with me today the Home Finders telephone number, and it's Berkshire Farm Center and Service for Youth. You can also reach out to them. They're at 500 New Carner Road, Albany, New York. And the Home Finder's name is Kelly Riley. And her telephone number is 518-795-4069.
And I know Berkshire Farm has, they train up foster parents, and they're in every county across the state.
Across New York State from Long Island to Buffalo.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what county you live in, you can call that number, you can get in touch with Berkshire Farm, you can become a foster parent through them, you can get your training done through them. Wonderful agency to get connected with, and we're hoping that you'll make that phone call to just get more information. When is the next orientation, and when, you know, what, how do these classes work? And, you know, I know even the classes sometimes sound a little bit scary to potential foster parents, and I've taken the classes, and it's excellent training, and they're a few hours once a week for 10 weeks, and you get valuable training to learn the whole system, the whole process, how to parent children, because these kids do come in with trauma, and they've been through some tough things, no fault of their own, but they need love, and they need that one caring adult to stand up for them. And we, the church, can be that caring adult. Any more thoughts on that?
Amen. That's wonderful. Sandra, one thing that I've come across is I've been running into former foster parents who are in their late 50s, early 60s. I said, hey, I fostered many years ago, or 5 or 10 years ago. It was a great experience. I helped kids. And how can I get back into this again? And I actually met a lady from Oswego's County who is interested in fostering. And she's a former foster parent, but now a home daycare provider that said, you know, I'm really considering fostering again. So I want to raise awareness for those of you who used to be foster parents that, hey, reach out if you have the time and the will in your heart to do fostering again. They may not even have to go through the 10-week class. They may just need a few refreshers.
Sure.
And get back rolling all over again.
Yeah, it's never. And you can be a single adult in foster, and it doesn't really matter how old you are. I know we just had a young man, Stephen Stewart, who was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. He gave his testimony at our Love in Action conference, and he'd been in and out of foster care for a number of years and went back home with his mom for a while, and things were not going very well there. And he just decided one day, I'm out of here. I'm going to run away. And he called his youth group leader, and he was just before he turned 16, and he was going to live on his own, he thought. And she encouraged him to not do that. But there was a couple in the church that where this youth group was in Schenectady, and that Christian couple said, we'll take him. And they were a retired missionary couple in their 70s. So it is always an option to be able to foster. You have to go through the background checks, and you have to go through the application process and all of that in the training. But don't cancel yourself out as a potential foster parent because you think you're too old or because you're single. It's always just a phone call away to get that information. And to get that information out. And you can even visit, we just realized we could give the information here for Berkshire Farm. They have a website. You can go to berkshirefarm.org. All of the information is there that you can get your questions asked or answered. You can ask questions and get them answered. You can learn more about the process and how it all works. You can find out, am I too old? Am I, you know, single? Should I be doing this? How do I do this? You know, when can I start? Where are the classes? What is that all about? You can get your questions answered. But the main thing is take that step of faith. If you really feel a tug on your heart, as you've been listening to myself and Pastor Kimberly talk about this, if you feel like maybe I could make a difference in the life of a child, maybe you just want to do respite. We didn't talk about respite today yet, but respite is just an opportunity for foster parents to foster, to give full-time foster parents a break. Do you have respite parents who help you with your kids? Have you been a respite parent?
Absolutely. I've been a respite parent. I was a respite parent for a child for 2 years, and it was the same child, and she just really needed a break. She was in a prevention program. And what the prevention program does is it tries to help families that are in need, but to prevent the children from coming into foster care. So to kind of give mom a break, once a month, I kept the young lady for the weekend to give her a break for 2 years. And it was a really, really good relationship between her and the daughter that I raised.
Wonderful. So find out more about everything we talked about today by going to berkshirefarm.org. Pastor Kimberly, thank you so much for all you are doing on behalf
thank
of
you.
Kids in foster care and for being here with us today. And our JFO team would also like to thank everyone who joined us last week for Love in Action, especially our underwriters who helped support JFO in our efforts to help find families for local kids in care. So a big shout out to the Sound of Life Radio Network, State Telephone Company, and Sheer Creations of Ravenna, and to our many volunteers who help make the day a success. To learn more about adoption and foster care or to contact us, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.